USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The world is reacting to the death of 50 people in two mass shootings in New Zealand. In a manifesto, the suspect in the New Zealand shootings wrote, "President Trump is a symbol of renewed white identity." Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar on CNN.
His rhetoric doesn't help. And many of these people, whether it was the person who tried to bomb Barack Obama or this murderer in New Zealand, have cited Donald Trump along the way. At the very least, he is dividing people. They are using him as an excuse.
White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney defended the president on CBS's Face the Nation.
It frustrates me, just as a citizen, that every time something goes wrong around the world now, not just in our country, somehow the President of the United States must be responsible. And that's absurd, and it doesn't help contribute to the dialogue that's necessary to fix these problems.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Midwest is deluged with floodwater. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent in Omaha.
One of the communities hit hard by flooding in Nebraska is Fremont in Dodge County, where National Guard troops delivered supplies Sunday to people who are trapped in that city. There's no way to leave because roads and highways surrounding the town are flooded. Evacuations have occurred in numerous other communities in the eastern third of Nebraska. At least 163 people have been rescued from floodwaters in recent days. Iowa and Wisconsin also have declared states of emergency in the wake of historic flooding and blizzard conditions caused by the bomb cyclone. The storm has resulted in at least two deaths, with another two people missing as a result of flooding stemming from a winter storm that shut down roadways, isolated entire housing communities, and has forced hundreds of evacuations across the Midwest this weekend. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts describing the scene to local news outlets as devastating. From Omaha, Nebraska, I'm Rick Vincent for USA Radio News.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There are continued global concerns about a feud between nuclear neighbors. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
A new report says India and Pakistan threatened to fire missiles at each other just last month. Several high-level sources telling Reuters the feud between the two nations threatened to spiral out of control and was headed off by the intervention of U.S. officials. Sources say at one stage India was threatening to fire at least six missiles at Pakistan. Islamabad said it would respond with its own missiles, quote, three times over. The exchanges never got beyond threats and were suggesting the use of conventional weapons only. The two nations, both nuclear powers, claim the disputed Kashmir region. Indian and Pakistani warplanes engaging in a dogfight over Kashmir last month as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gas prices are going up. John Clements has more.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us some states saw double-digit increases.
48 of the nation's 50 states saw prices rising, led by double-digit increases in nine states, including Florida, Kentucky, Nebraska, Maryland, Delaware, Wisconsin, Iowa, Kansas, and Louisiana.
Another factor is in the past week, oil prices increased to $58.41 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate crude oil. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.